The former president in the hot seat. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The White House adding to the mounting criticism against former President Trump over his Mar-a-Lago dinner guests. Fox's Matt Napolitano with more.
Bigotry, hate, and anti-Semitism have absolutely no place in America, including at Mar-a-Lago. That's part of a statement from White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates slamming former President Donald Trump for welcoming rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, to his estate for dinner. Ye has continued his anti-Semitic tropes that have cost him several sponsorships. He was joined at the dinner by white nationalist Nick Fuentes, a political commentator and known Holocaust denier. The former president taking to his Truth Social platform, noting he welcomed Ye to Mar-a-Lago for dinner.
The former president, who recently announced his re-election bid, said he didn't know Fuentes. Early voting began Saturday in the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff. Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting from Atlanta.
Big crowds here at many polling places across Georgia, and both sides have been pouring a lot of money into this runoff campaign between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and former football star Republican Herschel Walker. More than $35 million total on both sides. That's just for TV and radio ads.
Neither candidate reached the 50% threshold in the November 6th election. A massive landslide caused by heavy rainfall in the southern Italian resort island of Ischia has left at least one person dead and 12 missing. In college football, number 3 Michigan trouncing number 2 Ohio State 45-23 to keep its national title hopes alive. Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy passed for 3 touchdowns and ran for another score. South Carolina upsetting number 8 Clemson 31-30, pretty much eliminating the Tigers from making it into the 4-team playoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast Guard rescuing a man who fell overboard from a cruise ship. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
It was not even known that he had gone overboard until the next afternoon, and yet he was spotted keeping himself afloat in the dark waters of the Gulf. It is believed that the man had been treading water for up to 21 hours at that point. The Coast Guard had rushed in to organize a rescue after a cargo ship spotted the man, and that was about 20 miles from the mouth of the Mississippi River. In a statement, the Coast Guard Rescue Mission Coordinator for the New Orleans sector shared this, quote, "It took a total team effort from Coast Guard watchstanders, responders, crews, and our professional maritime partners operating in the Gulf of Mexico to locate the missing individual and get him to safety."
A crisis was prevented at a Florida 5K race. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
But for the actions of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, the Thanksgiving Day turkey trot in St. Petersburg, Florida, could have ended in tragedy. Ashley Lauren Morgan of St. Pete was arrested and charged with multiple counts, including reckless driving and leaving the scene of a crash Thursday. Cops say Morgan was doing 60 in her late model Range Rover while headed straight for the coffee pot turkey trot. They say the 38-year-old refused commands to stop as she drove around marked patrol vehicles and safety cones. Police finally stopped her before she hit the roadway, where nearly 3,000 runners were competing in the 5K race. No indication Morgan was drunk or high behind the wheel. She was released from the county lockup after posting bail of more than $10,000.
Today marks Small Business Saturday, which provides a positive impact on communities.
67 cents of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the local community, according to American Express. A small business donates 250% more to the local nonprofits and charities.
That's Paige Blackwelder, co-owner of Toonie, a boutique in Winter Park, Florida. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.